Since September 11th, there have been countless discussions about New York City's skyline. Should the Twin Towers be rebuilt? If so, in what form? If not, what should be there instead? Two of the city's public schools and their surrounding communities have taken a different path. They've memorialized the classic New York City skyline of the 1940s, the one that now exists again in the form of new playgrounds for children. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The brick walls of the Chelsea School, or PS 33, overlook 9th Avenue. For years, the students, mostly African-American and Latino, have played on a concrete court with little shade and with worn equipment. 2 years ago, local politicians and school officials fought for a new playground. And well before the Twin Towers fell, a park was designed that would immortalize Manhattan skyscrapers. Unveiled last week, the red, white, and blue climbing structure, with its miniature metallic Empire State Building and Chrysler Building, takes on new meaning. Architect Gavin McCrae Gibson.
The principal feature of this playground is right behind me, and it's a miniature metropolis. It is, in fact, a miniature Manhattan. This represents a city for the children. This represents an intimate setting in which the children can come to terms with the new New York skyline, which is right behind me. These are the two tallest buildings in Manhattan now.
A similar structure stands on the rooftop playground of PS 40 on East 19th Street. That jungle gym includes the Woolworth Building as well as the Chrysler and Empire State Buildings in the design. Gavin McCrae Gibson says these playgrounds were all in the works well before the events of 9/11.
It was always planned to be red, white, and blue, and what could be more appropriate now?
And it was always planned to not have the towers.
Well, it was planned not to have the towers, and there are some reasons for that. The tradition of skyscraper design in New York began in the 1880s, and it progressed in an organic fashion year by year until the great battle between the Empire State Building and the Chrysler Building, where the Empire State Building trumped the Chrysler Building in 1931. There was a 40-year hiatus after that where no taller buildings than the Empire State Building were built until the World Trade Towers.
It may be hard to say this now, he says, but the World Trade Center didn't fit into the classic tradition of New York City skyscrapers. But for the children standing and viewing these miniature buildings, the architecture is the farthest thing from their minds.
3, 2, 1, cut!
After the ribbon is cut, the kindergarten class is running all over the play structure, walking over the bridge between the two buildings and climbing on the ladders and poles. Turning this reporter on her head, they asked me a question.
How do you like it?
I think it's really pretty. What's your favorite part of it?
The jungle gym and the slides.
Chelsea School principal Richard Kirchy is positively glowing.
It's wonderful to watch children play free-spirited. It's healing. Play is healing. The structure is healing. The children need to play to get past all the emotions, and creativity can cure a lot of ills.
The playgrounds at PS 33 and PS 40 may not answer any larger questions about the future of New York City skyscrapers, but there is something fitting about seeing these miniature classic buildings in this neighborhood school setting, and people who pass by often smile. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.